You can rewind it. You can rewind it. Rewind. You can rewind it. You can rewind it. We gon' take it back to the future, over the top. E.T. Gremlins, RoboCop. Bring it back a couple minutes to when I was 10. Dusting off my favorite movies, gonna watch them again. Then VHS, yeah, we'll give it a crack. Do they hold up? Are they totally whack? Brock and Alexa, give it a play. Tell you to rewind it, throw it away.
Hello and welcome to You Can Rewind It with Alexa and Brock. This is the show where we watch our favorite movies from our childhood, then we discuss, dissect, and decide do we still like them and would we rewind them and watch them again. I am Alexa.
I am Brock.
And today we have for you
1992's rated PG, what our Mexican friends would call the change of habit. Sister Act.
Why are you saying Mexican friends?
That was the title in Mexico.
Oh.
Change of habit.
Well, do you have all of the different international titles?
In Portugal, it was also, I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. Okay, very interesting.
So, this movie had a budget of $31 million. Do you think it did well?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa,
think
confident.
I think it kicked booty.
$139 million in
yep,
the U.S.
Yep.
$231 million worldwide.
I don't doubt it. This movie was huge. I feel like everyone was talking about this movie.
Yeah.
And I feel like I saw it in theaters, but I'm not positive, but I feel like I did.
I know I didn't see it in theaters.
You did not.
And honestly, I can't tell you anything about this movie except for it's got Whoopi.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited.
Well, you just saw Whoopi the other day and you said she needed to make more movies.
I totally agree. I loved her in like Karina.
Of course you agree. You said it.
Yes. Ghost.
Okay.
How can you not be excited about seeing Whoopi?
I know you're excited about it too.
I'm passing up a chance to make Whoopi with my wife to watch Whoopi in a movie.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
is that the way this is going to go?
So you also have Dame Maggie Smith as Mother Superior.
Oh, I forgot she was in this.
And she's Professor McGonagall from Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see what happens from
and
there.
And she's in Downton Abbey.
Should I tell you more or you want to wait to the movie?
Oh. You could tell me a little more. Tell me a little more.
All right.
Get me excited about seeing it.
Okay, a synopsis.
Okay.
When a worldly singer witnesses a mob crime, the police hider had a... When a worldly singer witnesses a mob crime, the police hide her as a nun in a traditional convent where she has trouble fitting in.
I like the way you say singer.
Why?
You say singer.
Singer. I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah, it's cute.
She's a singer.
She's a singer, according
to
you.
She's a singer.
Yes.
Don't make fun of my speech.
I'm not. It's just funny.
You're a D-bag.
No, I just think it's cute how you say it.
All right, I'll take it.
All right. Are you going to sing in this movie? Are you going to sing along?
I can't tell you any song from this movie.
Okay.
The song I was thinking was in this movie is in that Steve Martin... All I need is America.
I think I know a song in this movie.
Okay, give me one.
I think they're going to do. I love him, I love him, I love him. And where he goes, I'll follow. Yep.
All right. Well, we're going to give this movie a go. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Rewind. You can rewind it. You can rewind it.
All right, so we are back. Our original idea was to stop periodically, but then our kids came in, they were enjoying the movie, so we decided to go ahead and watch the whole thing.
Yeah, no way were we going to keep their attention for 30 minutes while we recorded. So, nope, kept going.
Yeah, and that was fine, because we were really enjoying it, so we just finished watching it.
Yes.
So, picking up where we left off, let's go back to people in the movie.
All right, so... You have Mary Patrick, played by Kathina Jimmy.
Okay.
You know her from Hocus Pocus, and she is the voice of Peggy in King of the Hill.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Mary Robert is Wendy McKenna, who was an Air Bud. And Mary Lazarus is Mary Wicks, who was in White Christmas.
Yeah. She was on
the Lucy show.
She was awesome. I think she is my favorite nun.
I loved her.
She was great, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She was so funny, and what a great delivery.
I kind of knew you would really respect that one. Like, that was... Yeah. That's going to be you at that age.
Yeah, I think it is.
Just the smart aleck.
I think it might be, actually. But a lot of love. She had a lot of love.
Yeah,
and I'd be awesome. A much better choir director than her.
Oh, she was awful.
I would hope. I don't know. Maybe not. Possibly not.
And then you have the mob boss kind of guy. Dolores' boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Vinny La Rocca, played by Harvey Keitel, who was in Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Loved him in Pulp Fiction. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last guy is Eddie...
Pulp Fiction is the only movie I ever walked out of the theater.
Yeah, but I was miserable during that movie. It wasn't just the movie.
Ugh. I was miserable because of the movie.
Oh.
It was terrible.
Don't think we'll be watching that anytime soon.
It's just too much for me. It's not my kind of movie. I'm sure it's good or whatever, but it was not my kind of movie, and I was glad that you weren't feeling good. So when we're like, you want to go? It's like, yeah. And it was a dollar theater, so we're only out $2. Well, three, because I think it was $1.50.
Yeah, I think you're right.
We just called it dollar theater.
We still called it the dollar, yep.
Yep, okay.
But Eddie Souther, the police detective...
Mm-hmm.
Played by Bill Nunn, who was in Spider-Man and Do the Right Thing.
I liked him. I liked his character.
Again, at first, though, I thought, okay, can I trust this guy? Is he the one that's spilling the beans? Mm. You know, he's on the payroll.
Yeah, you weren't sure who the leak was.
And no, he was the most honorable
guy. Nope, it was Detective Tate, that big jerk. He was the dirty one. All along.
Okay, so this movie was intended for Bette Midler.
Totally can see that.
Totally can see it. Absolutely can see it.
So, although she's got a big voice. So she might have been too much for this movie.
Yeah, because...
You might have forgot about the choir because she's just, like, doing her Bette Midler thing.
Okay. But I want to say, Whoopi sounded... awesome.
Yeah, I mean, she definitely held her own. I wouldn't say
she's
was,
not
like, Bette
Midler with, like, that uh-uh. booming voice that's gonna...
Right. Right, but she held her own, I thought. And I'm glad that she did her own singing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. The movie begins. You get to kind of meet Dolores, the character.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of that little girl that played the young Whoopi?
Oh, yeah, character? She was cute.
She was awesome.
You said, does this take place in 68?
I was like, I don't remember this being so long mm-hmm, ago. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I got to throw this out there. I love my wife.
Mm.
But there is one character in this movie that you are so similar to.
Now you're going to say, there's one nun that I would leave my wife for.
Mary Lazarus.
Mary Lazarus. Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
If there's singing going on, mm-hmm. it is my wife.
Mm.
This woman loves to sing.
Yeah.
To the point that in
she's
the car,
annoying?
No. Someone videotaped you with their iPhone or whatever because okay. you were at a red light singing.
Okay, this is true. This is a true story, actually. I was... practicing for Sunday morning a song that, and I was really getting into it. It was at the bridge. It's like the best part of the song. And I just happened to be at a light and I was singing and you can feel someone watching you. I like look over to my left and I see a guy holding up his phone recording me.
Oh, yeah. But if you're in
public.
And then
he like quickly like moved his phone down. When he saw me, like, look at him.
If you're in public and you are singing like that, people can kind of be like, whoa,
whatever.
Okay.
Never seen someone sing before. People got to get out their phone.
You ridiculous. Do go, like, completely all out.
Oh.
And you are that one in church that is, like, you have a gorgeous voice. So you're that one in church that's, like, if anyone's within, like, a 5-foot radius, they hear you quite
I'm well. Going to bet Mittler the choir. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, you think this is a solo? Listen to this.
I mean, it just feels like an invasion of your privacy, someone recording you without asking. Oh, I totally agree.
It's a total D-move. It's
rude. That guy was rude.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway. So, movie God.
Here's my question about the beginning of the movie. Whoopi witnesses her boyfriend. You know, she gets that jacket, and mm-hmm. it's actually meant for his wife, and you know, he's supposed to be leaving his wife, and mm-hmm. so she's gonna make her statement, and she ends up witnessing the murder of someone, some
chauffeur.
Rat. Yeah, some rat.
Yeah.
Ratting on him to that, you know, Eddie Souther detective.
Yeah.
Does she not know that he's, like, a bad guy? Does she think he's, like, running some up and...
I don't know. Maybe she does. I don't know. I just don't see them as a couple.
No. But, obviously, the whole movie moves from Reno to mm-hmm. the convent.
In San Francisco.
Okay, that convent was mm-hmm. beautiful. Yeah. Gorgeous really architecture. Old, yeah. Yes. Absolutely beautiful.
Yep. Well, in the beginning, okay, the choir is just not sounding good. They don't have good leadership. They are, you know, they're struggling. And Whoopi's also struggling, I'd say Dolores. So the Dolores character, she's having a hard time fitting in as well. Obviously.
Yes.
Because she's not a nun.
Well, no.
They do a whole montage of her doing chores. Did you enjoy that part?
Loved it.
And I'm trying to think of what the song was. I didn't write that particular song down, but very 80s song that she does. The chores too. She pets a dog and everything. And then, finally, Mother Superior is like, look, you forget all the other jobs. You're going to direct the choir because they're bad and they need help and you're a singer, so go for it. And when she did, she just brought new life into the choir, new style, and brought the best out of those women.
Immediate, like, change. Like,
yeah.
You could see the improvements so quickly.
And I love how they had different vocal styles. That was kind of cool.
Well, it would not make for a great movie if they were, like, terrible singers that all sang the same way.
Yeah, I know. But, like, when they're, let's say when they're singing, like, My Guy.
Yeah.
And it'll be, like, you know, like an operatic sound and nothing you can do cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy.
No, I think they were awesome. Mm-hmm. The music in this movie, great. Mm-hmm. Absolute greatness. You can see this is on, you know, was on Broadway or whatnot. I don't know if it's on Broadway, but
yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. But you really can see good. Why the music's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's you know, it's action packed, but it stays in a small area for the most part. Like, you're in the convent for most of the mm-hmm. movie.
Well, Dolores says she's from, and she's now Sister Mary Clarence. So she says she is from a progressive convent, and that she goes out in the community and everything. So I love when she goes across to get away. She goes across to that bar, and the nuns follow her over there in the pretense of that she's going over to, like, kind of witness and help the people in the bar. So cute.
Yes, she was actually trying to just escape and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the guy's like, if this becomes a nun bar, I'm out.
A nun bar.
Yeah, all of a sudden all the nuns are going. And then they start doing work in the community, which was good. And totally against what Mother Superior was trying to do. Not because she didn't want to help, but because she was afraid.
No, but Mother Superior had the best line. And after the bar incident, mm-hmm. she's like, you know, God has brought you here. Take a hint. Like, you're here for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You think you got it figured out, but you're here for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, she actually breathes life into the convent. Like, that is... Love a montage. I always love a good montage. Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Yes, it was just a touch of love, just a touch of love montage.
Yes.
When they were helping in the community.
Love that.
I thought I saw you dancing to it. And doing, like, heart signs with your hand.
Not trying to be a jerk. Just a touch That's of love. Such a throwaway song for
me. Yeah, no, you're right. With all the good music, I don't know who's saying that. It's probably that Bit by Bit lady.
Stephanie Mills, how dare you? She had a hit.
Okay, just start. Okay, sorry. But they do that whole, like, montage, but then Mother Superior is just not comfortable with the way that things are going, because she's like, it's scary out there, and she wants to protect her sisters.
And she's more conservative.
Yeah, yeah. So she's kind of like, this is not what we signed up for, you know, after the first concert, and the priest was like, this is awesome. People heard this out on the street and they came in here. Like, this is our purpose, is to reach people. And that's what it was doing, bringing notoriety to the convent.
Well, yeah, I mean, the priest is even saying, like, Mother Superior is like, this is all wrong. And the priest is like, look, open your eyes. Like, this is everything we hope for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is everything it needs. But, of course, that draws unwanted attention because... Now she's on the news. People, they're becoming kind of semi-famous.
Yeah. I want to go back to something funny with Mary Lazarus. Back when Sister Mary Clarence is telling about her progressive, whatever, Mary Lazarus was telling about her convent that she was part of, and something about, you know, it's like one of those stories that the grandparents would tell, like, I walked uphill both ways, you know, so she says something like that.
Oh, there was, like, snow in their convent, and you had to be barefoot in the snow.
Yeah, something, and
oh my gosh, I love that line.
Of course, the Kathy and Jimmy character is like, oh, that sounds wonderful. And Mary Lazarus, like, it was hell on earth. I loved it.
Okay, that should have been a spinoff right there.
Yeah.
That should have been what the Sister Act TV show should have been about her.
Yeah, Mary Lazarus.
Yes.
Yeah, she had some great lines, and I love that they brought her in into the circle.
She could have been on the outs from everything.
Yeah, she could have just been one of the other nuns in the group. And I could have used more of her, honestly.
Absolutely agree.
Mm-hmm.
Love Kathy and Jimmy's character.
Mm-hmm.
I actually absolutely love her because that's who you remind me of in this movie. But more Mary Lazarus. I need those one-liners. Mm-hmm. I need those that sharp wit. That lady was awesome.
Yeah, at one point when Mary Clarence is getting kidnapped, or was kidnapped, she says, we can't leave it to the feds. You know, some of it. She says, were they Catholic? Talking about the kidnappers.
Oh my gosh. I do love that line, though. We can't leave it to the feds.
Yeah. This is something that's kind of interesting, and we've talked about it before, but we're watching it with our girls, and because we're not Catholic, we don't really know a whole lot about Catholic, and our girls are just clueless. And the little one, you know, when we watch Problem Child, she actually thought nuns were just mean people. Because in Problem Child, they're like...
Mean to Junior.
Yeah, even though he was brat. But anyway, you can listen to that podcast. But, and so when she saw him again, she had a lot of questions about nuns and what they do. Can boys be nuns? It's like, she asked a ton of questions about nuns. And we saw a nun in Costco.
Yes.
We don't see a lot of nuns around where we live.
No.
And I was wondering if she'd be like, Mom, there's a nun, because like, she's never really seen one before.
Didn't.
But yeah, she didn't, I don't know if she noticed or not. Or she acted scared, because even though we told her that nuns were not scary and mean.
No.
And in this movie, she could definitely see that, but.
But man, she was inquisitive.
Yeah, she was really inquisitive. So, that guy, there's a jerk, Detective Tate. He rats her out. He finds out where she is.
He says, hey, look, she's hiding in a convent.
And they go to get her.
Yep.
The two goons go to get her and kidnap her. And, of course, the detectives on their tail. And then also the nuns.
I love the nuns.
Or, like, guilt trip the helicopter
that
pilot.
That was so funny.
That was awesome. That was awesome. And they're flying them to San Francisco.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Reno.
Reno, yes, yeah. Reno.
And that was really funny. They fit a bunch of nuns on the helicopter.
Yeah. No wonder. $1,500? That's not a bad deal for that big of a helicopter you're chartering.
No, no. So then, what did you think of the casino scenes?
Okay, nothing against Reno from that time period. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's changed. The setting is so depressing. Those casinos are not, like, vibrant. And so...
It could be a sign of the times, maybe.
I think so.
Where's the malls? Where's In-N-Out Burger?
Where's all the shopping? That's all it is now.
Oh, my gosh.
But, no, it made it kind of, like, almost like a gritty...
Yeah, very gritty, yeah.
Crime adventure at that point. And, you know, they're... The kind of chasing through, it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still funny because the nuns and Whoopi.
Well, the guys don't want to shoot Whoopi because she's a nun.
Oh, that's the greatest part. Like, yeah, you're gonna kill her. I can't kill her. She's a nun.
Yeah,
like, you do it.
Yeah. And just the part where the rest of the nuns find her and they're chasing. He's trying to chase, and they're all going different directions, and just lots of hijinks. So you kind of lose sight. They're actually trying to kill her, you know, like.
Yeah, our youngest did say, like, early on, like, she's, like, smiling. Hey, why are they chasing her? Mm-hmm. Maybe they're trying to kill her. And her face was just like, what?
Yeah.
This is a fun movie. What are you talking about?
It is weird that way, though, isn't it? That is kind of strange.
Yeah.
But I really liked the ending when they perform for the Pope.
The Pope I got to see. It was awesome.
Yeah. I was right, too. Remember I told you they were going to show his back?
Yep.
I called it.
And I forgot the guy's name, but someone was, you know, in the credits as the Pope.
That was his back.
I was in a movie. That was my back in Sister Act.
Mm-hmm. I was the Pope. Mm-hmm. And I love how in the end, you know, she lets her hair down. Like, she's not pretending to be a nun anymore. She's now, like, the choir director.
And Mother Superior has bought in.
Yeah.
It's wrapped up very nicely.
It is.
Like, there did not...
It could have been, like, a smooch between Whoopi and the detective, maybe. No?
No.
Okay. I know.
It's the nun. It's the habit she's wearing. I can't. Like, no.
Yeah. I can't go in for the kiss.
Didn't have to be a sequel. This ended it.
Mm-hmm.
But our daughters wanted to see the sequel. We should have watched it.
Mm-hmm. We might still want to see it.
Yeah. Actually, I'm interested in seeing it just because I want to see how they bring this back. Because it was wrapped up nicely.
Yeah, I know how they're going to bring it back.
I don't. So don't tell me, weirdo.
Oh, okay.
No spoilers.
I know. This is a movie that I was really excited to see as a kid and really loved it. And I can see why I loved it, watching it back again.
Oh, yes. This movie is you. The singing, the...
Mm.
This is your type of movie.
This is a family movie. There's nothing really in there.
No.
That we had to say, you know, don't repeat that or don't look or, you know, just... Very clean movie.
Very clean, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Very family friendly. So if you wanted something family friendly, then I would recommend it. Okay, so we're pretty much going into it, but should we? Should we just do it?
Let's do it.
Okay. And go, Brock.
I think you should go because yours is way more obvious.
Oh. You think I'm being, you don't think I'm holding my cards tight to the vest?
No.
Is that how you say it? Okay, so I'm going to say that I love this movie. I thought it was great. I love the singing. I mean, is it unrealistic? Yeah. Cheesy? Yeah. Did it have some throwaway songs? Not the ones they sang, but just like random songs thrown in here and there. Yeah, but that's okay. I loved the nuns. Loved Whoopi. She's great. So I am going to give this a rewind. A very enthusiastic rewind. I want to do more.
But so was that a rewind? I feel like that was a rewind.
Oh, man.
I think you know I'm going to rewind this movie.
I would hope so.
This movie is a true, like, just chill movie. Mm. Just relax on the couch and chill out. Don't think about anything. Just enjoy music. Enjoy the comedy. Whoopi should have been in so many more movies. I mean, mm-hmm. The Color Purple, Karina, Ghost.
This movie? The sequel?
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. She should have been. It was also in Coming to America, or Coming. Mm-hmm. The one with Ted Danson. It was a very.
Oh, weird. Yes.
She's awesome. She's actually a gifted actress, singer, like comedian. She's got so many talents. Mm-hmm. I love when she is upbeat. I don't like sad.
Beat down
Whoopi that you see on The View half the time, or I don't really watch The View, but when I've seen clips. I love Whoopi Goldberg. She is so gifted. But you also have, you know, amazing actresses like Kathy and Jimmy and Maggie Smith. Dame Maggie Smith. Mm-hmm. And the music. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
For awesome.
Sure. Yep.
And so this is a movie, sit down with your family and just relax. And no one. It's like a electronic free night movie. Mm-hmm. Everyone just relax and have fun.
Besides maybe the chauffeur getting shot, but really they don't show anything.
No, they show really her reaction.
Yeah, so family friendly. All right, yay! It's a double rewind. Woo! All right, this has been another episode of You Can Rewind It. I do want to say that we were recently interviewed on the Brit Pod Scene podcast,
which was so much fun.
Yeah.
So happy to do it. It was so awesome.
Yeah, they're great. They're such good supporters. And Carla from Theme Park Films is just a fantastic person, a podcaster, and just so really sweet. And the podcast is great.
Theme Park Films was like one of the first podcasts, like independent podcasts we listened to, and mm-hmm. just great people.
Yeah, it's a neat idea too, because they talk about movies that have like an associated ride at a theme park, and they also talk about the ride or attraction as well.
Yeah.
So check it out. Check out the Brit Pod Scene that we were in, and then also check out their podcast too. Check us out on social media. You Can Rewind It on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and youcanrewindit@gmail.com. Send us an email. And always remember, just because you can rewind it doesn't mean you should.
Thanks for listening.
Did you see what that nun was buying at Costco?
Yeah. Beer.
No! No!
No.
No!
You can rewind it. You can rewind it. Rewind it. Rewind. Rewind it. You can rewind it. 4, 3, 2, 1.